Praise God. Well, if you enjoyed the choir and dancers, give the Lord a hand of praise. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. I dare you to lift your hands and praise God for the next 60 seconds. Could you do that? Hallelujah. Well, I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until He comes. If you want to die, go ahead. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until He comes. Come on, clap your hands, sing it. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust. Well, I will trust in the Lord until He comes. Oh, I will. Well, I will trust. Oh, I will trust. One more time. Well, I'm gonna treat everybody right. Well, I'm gonna treat until He. One more verse, come on. I'm gonna walk by faith and not sight. Oh, walk by faith. Well, I'm gonna walk by faith until He comes. Oh, walk by faith. Come on, church, we're walking by faith. We'll walk by faith, not by sight, until He comes. Come on, lift your hand and thank God you're in a walk of faith. Brother Johnson was such an inspiration to my wife and I this morning as he's driving us in. But I had this thought. Everybody is somebody to Jesus. Say that with me. Everybody is somebody to Jesus. Say it again. Everybody is somebody to Jesus. That means we all have greatness on the inside of us. God is working on our behalf. Can you say amen?
Amen.
There's a young man here in the balcony. You got like a gray hoodie on, I think. All I see is a shadow. The sun is bright today. You've been asking God to help you with your finances for your home and your family. And you've written down three different amounts you want God to help you to get paid, caught up. Isn't that right? And you started the first of the year doing that. True? And I see it in the vision over your head. Jesus tells me to tell you, you shall have all three amounts by the end of this year. That's true, isn't it? you wrote the smallest amount first that you believe God to knock out, some back bills, utilities, so forth. And you, when you started writing, I see two colors. I don't know if your pen ran out of ink and you switched over to a pencil or what it was. But there's two different colors on that pad. Isn't that right? And you still got it. True? And so the Lord says that the people may know that he's with me. He is giving this first breakthrough miracle to you for your finances. Everybody wants a breakthrough in your money. Lift your hands and ask God to give you a breakthrough. Someone say, my money may be funny, but God's going to make it right. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? If I go down, you finish. Amen. Before you're seated, turn around and tell somebody, today's your day for a miracle. Would you do that? Where's our precious sound men at? Up there? I need just a little bit more volume on the house. I've been preaching 47 years. Wore out a few tongues. There you go. Then you may be seated. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to preach in such a way today, you're going to be healed. You believe that? Your liver needs a supernatural touch. And one of your kidneys. Isn't that right? And you have pain right back in here. And just as you went to sit down, the Lord said, tell him he's going to be the second one. Amen. He shall make you whole. You have your Bible, 2 Kings chapter 4. What a privilege it is to be with every one of you. Your church is very well known across the nation because of the ministry of your pastor, your bishop, Bishop Woodrow Walker. I heard of him before I ever saw him. Now I'm seeing him. Amen. He leaned over to me and he said, I know you just finished a meeting in Augusta and you're headed home. And my wife and I, would you stand again, dear? This is my beautiful wife. We have to make out on the road because we're never home. We haven't been home for 7 weeks. But we're celebrating our 40th year of marriage. Isn't that great? I was telling the coach, I got an NFL football in the trunk of my car. And I tell her, I said, go out long and I'll hit you with a pass. Amen. Someone said, did you ever make a pass at your wife? Just the other day, she said the ball stung so much she put her cooking gloves on. Amen. But once you get in that, I can never get. My son laughs. He said, Dad, when are you going to put your football away? I said, never. Amen. Go out long, son. Amen. 2 Kings chapter 4. I know that most of you do not know us, and that's all right. I didn't come to make myself known. I come to make Jesus known. Amen. I didn't start last night. I've been doing this for a while. When I was too wild for the American churches, I went to Jamaica and lived and preached. Amen. I got Jamaicanized. And then the Lord spoke to me in 1990 to come back to America and begin to do meetings here like I was doing in Africa and India and the nations of the world. I believe that the devil tried to shut down the move of God in this nation. That's what happens when you get your eyes on men and you get your eyes off the Lord. But God wants us to put Jesus in his right place, which is he is the Lord over all, King of kings, Lord of lords. Aren't you glad? 2 Kings chapter 4. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead. Everybody say dead. You know that thy servant did fear the Lord. The creditor is come. See, paying off debt, brothers, in the Bible. The creditor is come to take unto him my two sons, to be bondmen, or in other words, this was Old English, King James, but to be made slaves. Debt will make a slave out of you. Can you say amen? then I want you to look at another passage. I'm going to take my time today. I'm not in a hurry. If you are, that's what that word exit means. You better get going while the going is good. But I want you to notice something. 2 Kings chapter 4. Another woman. It's always you ladies that get something from God. Shame on us men. The devil thought he had trouble with the men. Where do you stick your high heels in his eyeballs? I'm talking to the women now. Amen. Thought I'd better make that clear. Glory to God. Verse 8, it fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman. Everybody say a great woman. The devil works to make you doubt your greatness, but God moves to let you know you have greatness on the inside of you. If you're a believer, the Bible says greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Once you become a believer, greatness begins to expand in your spirit. Now think for a moment how big your spirit is. In Mark's gospel, the 5th chapter, there was a man who had a legion of demons. And he was in the area of Gadara, and the Bible says Jesus came over to the coast. And when he saw him, he ran and fell at his feet and said, "Have you come to torment us before the time?" Thank God there's a time we get to torment the devil. And I look forward to that every day. I had a preacher, he was preaching, he got so anointed, he said, "The devil's afraid of me. He looks under his bed to see if I'm there." Amen. I like that kind of attitude, don't you? Thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. I said, thank God for Jesus. Greater is he that is in you. Everybody say it. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So you have greatness on the inside of you. Turn to your neighbor and tell him you have greatness on the inside of you. Come on, tell him. Say you have great value. You have greatness on the inside of you. Hallelujah. And so Jesus cast that legion of demons out. Now think about this. May I put my Bible here? It's the only one I got with me other than my cell phone. My son just showed me how to download a Bible on my phone. Man, I'm learning. That's my analog Bible. Amen. But the demons go out of the man. I dealt with a lot of devils over the years. We've had to cast out. Bishop told me the same. He was talking about Kenya today when he was there. Demons are real. And the demons go out of the man into the herd of swine. My dad used to say that was the first case of deviled ham. And they go over a cliff and they drown. Now think about that. A Roman legion was at least 1,000 soldiers, if not 2,000. And those demons, at least 1,000, were living in one man's spirit. How big your spirit must be. But now, if you're born again, you're a believer, the Holy Ghost is in your spirit. Someone said, "I want all of God." No, you don't. If all of God got in you, you'd blow up. We pick the pieces up all over the neighborhood. But thank God for the measure of faith that he's given us. It's what we do with that measure that determines whether we see signs and wonders and miracles. Because you see, there has to be a manifestation. In the move of the Spirit of God, there can come revelation. God can show me something, but if there's no manifestation, then there's frustration. Because you have the area of revelation, but no power to do something about what God is revealing. Are you still listening to me? But I tell you, in this day, before Jesus comes, there's going to be a ramping up of the manifestation of the power of the Holy Ghost. You're going to start doing things you never thought you could do before, because he that is in you, the greater one, is going to manifest his power, and the world is going to know who Jesus is. If you believe that, can you say amen? Amen. Two women, two different problems. The one lady, the Bible said, her sons were in trouble because of debt. The second woman, the Shunammite woman, she was in trouble because the story tells us she didn't have any children, but the prophet comes. And Elisha prophesies to her about this time of life, this season of life, thou shalt bear a son. What was the first thing she said? Don't lie to thy handmaiden. Are you listening to me? She didn't have faith to receive the prophetic word. And so the church needs to have a strength or a faith to receive the prophetic word before there can be a manifestation or a birthing of what God wants to do. And the only way you get that strength is in prayer and seeking the face of God. A prayerless church is a careless church because they've allowed the things of life, I don't even know if I know what it means, but I heard Bishop Jakes the other day preaching. He said the vicissitudes, and I had to look it up, the things that come in our life, the things that we don't expect. But thank God, in the vicissitudes of life, there is a God who remains firm, and he helps us to stand still in the midst of the storm. I really believe God sent me here today to tell you that there's nothing the devil can do against you that God can't do something about it. You're not going under to defeat. You're not going to be destroyed by some demon power, but you're going to come forth as pure gold. Hallelujah. You're going to seek the face of God in this final hour, and God's going to give you a breakthrough. Your life is valuable. You have greatness in you, and God's going to manifest his power that the world can see that Christ is in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. We're not losers. We're not going down. We're not going to be destroyed. We're not going to be defeated. But the greater one is positioning us right now into a place where nothing the devil can do, he cannot undo. Hallelujah. And there is an undoing of God's power to make sure the devil doesn't have the last laugh. If you believe it, shout amen. Amen. Two women. One had two sons, the other had no son. But the prophet had a word. I wonder if in his mind, Elisha thought about those two boys and the importance of those sons to that mama. Debt is a killer. The Bible says, owe no man anything. The only thing you owe the world is the gospel. Are you listening? Somebody said, but I got debt. My daddy used to say before he went to heaven, when your outgo is greater than your income, then your upkeep will be your downfall. We don't need everything we think we need. I'm still the kind of person, I can eat a bologna sandwich with onions and it don't bother me a bit. When the tomatoes start coming in, I go out and slice me a couple. Put it on that homemade bread my wife makes. Put a little cow salve. Butter to you Georgia folk. And eat them things down like they're going out of style. You see, it's a terrible thing to be caught up on the treadmill of achievement based on pride. Because you're setting yourself up for failure. You can't run fast enough. You can't go far enough to achieve what others may achieve, which doesn't make us less, but it makes us to understand some people have climbed the ladder and found out it was on the wrong wall. Godliness with contentment is great gain. I believe one of the reasons why God is trying to move in this final hour is to bring his children into a place of rest. When you're operating in rest, you're not going to be battling heart troubles, diabetes, high blood pressure, the stress that causes these things. Are you listening to me? Number one cause of stress is financial pressure. They tell us. And the number one cause of divorce is financial pressure. So if the devil's using money to make people, or the lack of it, to make people sick and diseased and to destroy homes, then I think we need to catch on and begin to do some things to bring this into order, that the prophetic word can birth in us a peace that passes all understanding. I'm not here to tell you you can't do it. I'm here to tell you you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. But you don't have to live like your neighbor. You don't have to do what the others do. Make up your mind. God has a path for your life, and whatever whatever that path is, you're going to succeed. It'll be fine. It'll be good. Forget past disappointments. Forget those things which are behind. Press towards the mark, the prize, the high calling that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I'm here to tell you, you're going to make it. God is going to help you, and the devil is a liar. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm starting to feel pretty good now. Amen. So she has no child, and the word comes to her. Brother Johnson, what the Lord said through the man of God was, about this season, the time of life, you shall bear a child. And what she said is, don't lie to me. She must have been Pentecostal. Some folks, you can tell them the word, and they say, I don't know if I believe that. Well, it'll work whether you believe it or not. God's on the throne, and he's on the move. Can you say praise God? And if God started you out, he'll help you to finish. And so there is no devil in hell or out of hell that can stop you from fulfilling the word of God and the will of God in your life. And so the prophet leaves. Elisha goes, and the Bible says she bears a son. Now get this in your spirit. Every word of God that you have received has a seed in it that's going to bring a harvest. Some say, I don't know if I believe it. You just threw the seed away. But if you receive the word of God, Mark chapter 4, within that seed is the potential to give you the harvest of blessing that God's trying to give you. Can you say amen? She said, I perceive he's a man of God. She wasn't against God's servants. Let's build him a room. Let's put a table and a chair in it. We'll call it the Holiday Inn. But we won't have a place for the man of God. Put a candle in there in case he reads the scrolls. But she's thinking of how to advance the prophetic word in the lives of her and her husband. I say this with all kindness, though I don't know your pastor long. The bishop is a godly man. Think of ways that you can bless him and his wife. After these 37 years, they're blessable. Amen. Has your church ever sent you on a cruise yet? Not yet? All right, everybody get together. Send them on a cruise. Amen. And I'm not talking about a canoe with a bologna sandwich either. Think of ways to advance, because you see the elders worthy of double honor. Say, what about me? When you honor God's servants, then God honors you. And the seed that you sow comes back to you as a harvest. Can you say amen? When the power of God is moving, we understand that the Spirit of God is working in such a way to advance every one of us. And when you know that, then you're not upset when God blesses somebody else other than you first. I never thought I'd be a preacher. I thought maybe I might be a gangster, but I was running from God at the time. Amen. I didn't know everything that was going on in the pool halls, but I knew a few things. Amen. But then the wrath of God showed up. My dad came in and dragged me out of there, said, you in trouble. Your mama knows you're here. And when mama knows, you're in trouble. I never forget, I went home and she said, oh, you're going to be a gangster. She didn't know it. That sounded good to me. I was raised in a preacher's home. I didn't want to be a sissified boy. I wanted to do something in my life. Amen. I saw who had the money, and it was the Italians. Are you listening to me? And I was Irish, but I know how to borrow. Glory to God. Praise God. She honored the prophetic word. Think of ways to advance the kingdom of God right here in this church. And I'll guarantee you, God's bigger than your vision. If you think you can do it, there's no God in it. Because if you need God to help you, it's going to be bigger than what you can do and what I can do. And so, here's a little boy. Oh, man of God, it worked. I got me my boy. The lad grew. His dad was working out in the field. He went out to be with his dad. And the Bible says the son got to him. He had some kind of a heat stroke. And they took him back to the mama and sat on her knees till noon. Then he died. What do you do when the vision you have, the thing you believe for, dies? Dead. She said, I got an idea. go put his body up on the bed of the man of God, and I'm going to run to him and find him. Now, this is the same woman who didn't believe she's going to get pregnant. Now that she's pregnant and bore the child, this is a woman who believes that death is not going to separate her from the thing that God gave her as a promise. How many have ever had your dream die? Something you were believing for die? Something you thought was a sure thing, but it didn't come to pass? I'm here to tell you, God can resurrect your dream. There is no power like the power of Almighty God. Maybe you're believing for a house. Maybe you're believing for a car. Maybe you're believing for your children. I'm here to tell you, the devil can't have your children. He can't destroy your life. I don't care if you feel like everything died. God is on the throne to help you this morning. He can resurrect the thing that died in your life. He said, I know the plans I have for you, the plans that I've prepared for you to bless you and to give you a hope and to give you a future and not to harm you and not to harm you and not to harm you. Lift your hand. God's in the blessing business. He'll never harm you. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. Hallelujah. He will not harm you. His plan is a good plan. His plan will bless you. His plan will prosper you. His plan will take you to the next level. Can you shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. Lays the boy's body. She says to her servant, go and saddle an ass. I'm going to run to the man of God. Now, I want to give you this. I don't intend to be all day. I figure I can say what we got to say in a couple of hours. You have three elements here. The first, you have the father, her husband, the mama, and you have the dead boy. The generational manifestation. Thank God for good fathers. Thank God for holy mothers. Thank God for our children. Children are a heritage of the Lord. Me and my wife now live long enough, we got all kinds of grandchildren climbing everywhere. They tore something on the couch. Grandfather, I tore it. It's okay. That's why God made duct tape. Amen. I'd rather see you climb around and be happy than worry about some stupid couch. Are you hearing me? Something changes when you're young and you take all the money and all the faith you have to buy the couch. You keep it pristine and beautiful. But then when the grandkids come, you give them a knife. Go ahead, tear in it. Amen. Tear it up. I don't care what you do, because your love is expanded when you have that generational blessing. The more grandchildren I have, the more in love I become with them. Hallelujah. My daughter-in-law, she just had another little baby boy, and I love that little fella. I carry him around, and he kisses me on the neck, or maybe he's a vampire. I don't know what he's doing. But he falls asleep on my shoulder, and I rock him, and she'll come. I don't want him to go to sleep yet. Isn't it funny how when you become a grandparent, you don't know what you're doing? The children know more than you do. If they go to sleep, lift your hand and thank God they're sleeping. Amen. They're not crying. They're not yelling. They're not causing you a problem. Are you still hearing me? Everybody say generational. Say the husband. The mama. The son. Three elements there. And then you have another three elements. Past, present, future. The husband said, why are you traveling today? It's neither new moon or Sabbath. One of them religious spirits. Only does it when you have to. I like to serve God 24/7. I don't know about you. I don't just serve him on Sunday. I like to serve him all week long, all day long. Can you say amen? He had a little bit of a religious spirit. Even though his son was died, obviously he didn't have faith that God would raise his son up. And so he said, what are you traveling for? Maybe he thought he was keeping her from disappointment. We don't know. But he said, it's neither new moon nor Sabbath. And she said to him, it shall be well. It shall be well. She answered the spiritual authority that was not taking his authority. Are you hearing me? She answered him and she said, it shall be well. And she lit off to meet the man of God. When she gets there, he sends his servant out. He didn't even bother to get out of his chair. He said, go see what that woman wants. And so the servant goes. Can you imagine? Here's the man of God. He's sitting there looking for his tomato sandwich. Oh, look who's coming over the horizon. It's that woman that didn't believe God would give her a son. You go talk to her, servant. I'm going to sit right here. And the Bible says the servant went to her and said, how are you doing? Is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child? Are you listening to me? And she answered, it is well. Now, to answer that part by faith, she hadn't seen the husband for a while. She's left him. She's been on a journey. But she says for the past, and in the past, he was upset because she wasn't doing it the religious way, but she still covered him by saying, it is well. Hallelujah. She answered for herself, it is well. But later when the man of God came to her, he said, I perceive that your soul is vexed within you, bitter. You're mad. You're upset. Well, the Lord hath hid it, but now God reveals it. Are you listening to me? But even though she was bitter and vexed on the inside, she said in the present. Everybody say the present. In the present, she said, it is well. Hallelujah. Someone say, it is well. Even though she was vexed within herself, the Lord had hid it, or in other words, the gift of revelation was not in operation. But at that moment, when she stood in front of him, the revelation came. She's dealing with vexation. She's dealing with bitterness. Are you hearing me? God will cover you until you get in the presence of the Holy Word of God. But at that moment, a change is going to take place. Something good's going to happen to you. The prophet may be sitting by, and you wonder why he's not standing on his feet at the moment of your arrival. Why does he send Gehazi the servant? But let me tell you, get all the pride out of your life. Just be glad that you and Jesus are walking together. He said he'd never leave you. He said he'd never forsake you. He said, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. The prophet hasn't stood up, but Jesus stands by your side. There's one standing with you that is greater than a prophet, that is greater than the man of God. It is Jesus himself. He is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. It is well. Somebody shout, it is well. Glory. Go ahead and shout, mama. Nobody else is right now. Plenty of room for you. Hallelujah. Give God all the praise. Can you say amen? If God started you out, he's going to help you finish. I come here this morning, I believe with all of my heart, to encourage you. The prophet may be sitting, but Jesus stands by your side. Get your eyes off men. Get your eyes off of organization, denomination, and get your eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. If he started you out, you're going to win the race. Somebody shout, it is well. Shout, it is well. I kind of like this sitting down. Sometimes God sends people to you that you don't respect, but they're your divine connection. You know what I'm talking about. Divine connections may not look like you want them to look. One time I was praying for a blind woman in Miami. Her daughter brought her. They were from Haiti. She is totally blind. The power of God was moving. My wife was there. She'll tell you this. It was right after the earthquake in Haiti. And the Haitians in Miami couldn't call to see if their mom was all right or their dad or their children. And it felt like a funeral service when I went in that auditorium. But the power of God broke it. You You know what I told them? I said, God's not the one that sent the earthquake to Haiti. Why is it people forget there's a real devil? And why do they blame God for all of their misfortune? But Bishop Walker and I, we decided we're going to tell the truth on the Lord. And I told the folks, God, and I was in there praying before I went out. I said, God didn't send the hurricane and the storm and earthquake to Haiti this week. I said, God's a good God. I said, he's not killing Haitians, he's saving Haitians. When I said that, this has never happened since or before. For 45 minutes, they got on their feet and started cheering, whistling, and jumping. They just found out God is not the one behind the destruction. See, in James chapter 1, the Bible says in the 17th verse, every good gift, every perfect gift, cometh down from the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. That means God never changes. He's always the same. And he only brings good gifts. Everybody do this like you're drawing a piece of paper in front of your face. Do like this, like you're drawing a piece of paper. Then cut a line right down the middle of it. Can you do that? Everything that is good on this side of the paper, that's God. Everything that's evil and destructive and powerful to destroy you on the other side is the devil. God never puts sickness on his people. God doesn't use it as a form of chastisement. God doesn't take your loved ones prematurely. God is not the one that makes you sick or diseased or infirm. God is not the one that robs you of money or keeps you broke. Are you hearing me? He is a good God. Every good gift comes down from him. We need to have a renewing of our mind and understand, if God be for you, who can be against you? Are you listening to me? Everybody draw that piece of paper again. Draw a line right down through the middle and say, everything good is God. Say, everything evil, that's a devil. And as I begin to teach that to those precious Haitians, they started shouting, and this girl grabs up her blind mama and runs to the altar. They had pillars in their sanctuary like you do. She slammed her blind mama into one of the pillars but kept on coming. I saw her coming. I thought, she needs to slow down. Amen. We're going to be praying for a dead blind mama in a minute. And finally she gets there. She's out of breath with that Haitian, you know, Creole accent. Please pray for my mare, my mother, my mare. Pray for her. And I said, what's wrong with her? I could see she had that big white junk over both eyes. I could see it. But I've learned to ask people, what are you believing God for? Because you see, it's your faith that sets you free. God is God all by himself. He rules supreme. But he's looking for faith on our part to say, Lord, this is what I'm believing for. Tell him what you want. She said, my mare, blind. I said, mama, you believe God's going to heal you? She said something back to me in French. I knew a little bit, but not much. Je parle français très mal. It means I don't speak it well. Why my dad forced me to take 5 years of it in high school, I have no idea, and in junior high. I wanted to play ball at night. I told you that, coach, but my dad thought maybe if I learned to play the typewriter, I'd be better at it. Till I broke my wrist on an end around. Amen. He said he was a defensive end. I said, yeah, I could tell by looking. As soon as I saw him, I felt like running. Amen. And I laid my handkerchief on her eyes. Now understand this, signs and wonders and miracles, they have to be believed for, they have to be received, and then they still have to be worked. The Bible calls it the working of miracles. Where God starts you is not where he's going to finish with you. Are you still with me? And I'm weaving these things together to help us on this Sunday. Helps me, reminds me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now here's a nice young man. You can tell by looking at him. He's all right. And he looks in such good shape, he could outrun every one of us. But I'm going to pray for you today. Don't let me forget. For strength to come into one of your legs. Isn't that right? Strong and in the ligament of this leg. Because God wants you to be whole. You believe that? So if you're pushing off or trying to do some things, sometimes your leg feels a little funny, God's going to even take care of the funny for Sonny because he loves you. I believe like that. Whatever you have need of, God can do it. Hallelujah. So now the woman stands before the prophet. Is it well with your husband? That's the past. That's the first part of the generation. That's the spiritual leadership. Is it well with thee? That's present tense and actually was first in the questioning. Faith works in the now, not in the past. But to answer the third one, is it well with the child? She had to go up into the future because presently the child was dead. Your faith can fix the future. Your confession can cover you past, present, and future. Can you say amen? Now her soul was vexed. Isn't that right? The father, his spirit, he didn't want her traveling. It was neither new moon nor Sabbath. The boy, his body is dead. Spirit and soul and body. Past, present, future. Generational leadership. The wife, the sucker, the strength of the home, the caregiver, and the son. The next promised generation. Are you hearing me? All kinds of things in this story that begins to reveal itself because God wants to fix your past. The Bible says, forgetting those things which are behind, I press towards the mark, the prize, the high calling that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. God wants you to have faith in your present. Amen. Now faith is. It's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. God wants you to have that blessed hope of the future. Everything's going to be all right. No matter what you hear, no matter what people say, God is working on your behalf to help you, and everything's going to be all right in your future. Amen. We hear people say, well, we're in financial trouble, and we're going to have to give up our destiny so our grandchildren and children's children will have a future. You don't have to give anything up. In a moment's time, in one day, God can turn things around for his children. My faith is not based on the Republicans. My faith is not based on the Democrats. I'm believing in Jesus all by himself. Amen. He is my elder brother. I've been campaigning for him for 47 years, preaching the gospel. I'm not caught up in what man can do, but I tell you what God can do, no man can do. Hallelujah. God can turn it around for you. Everything is going to be all right. Praise God. Hallelujah. Generational. Everybody say generational. Say it is well. Are these your sons? Amen. Now, if your dad had athletic ability, it can be passed on to you. Isn't that right? Come here, son. I want to pray a prayer for you. Like your dad's spirit, you can tell he's a good man. Hallelujah. You're actually good in two different sports. Isn't that right? And you've been thinking, should I give all my energy to this one or that one? Hallelujah. Isn't that true? And I don't know if this is a coach or someone that has said to you, they're watching you, and come the next season, their eyes are on you. In other words, that there is a moving into a place God wants you to be. Do you believe that? You may not be there now, but you're headed there. You believe that? You got into a problem, and right in the part of your back, down into one of your legs, you had to rehab yourself and get your strength back. And you're getting stronger as we stand. You believe that? Amen. That happens in athletics, doesn't it? You can pull a muscle, pull a leg. You can turn an ankle. You know what I'm talking about. But God has strengthened you on this side of your body. You believe that?
Yes, sir.
And when you were being tested, you didn't want anybody to know you had a little bit of a problem. But you were going to, what do we used to say, grit your way through it. You're going to make it. Amen?
Yes, sir.
And the Lord has helped you to do it. But I tell you, how old are you now?
14.
When you become of age, the Lord is going to open up doors and pay for your schooling. He'll pay for everything you need to do. You believe that? You believe that, Dad? God's got his hand on your son, and he's got his hand on you too. Amen. Are you younger than your brother? Older? Twins. Come over here, twin. One of you ate a little bit more than the other, I see. Do you know I just lost 160 pounds? Took me 7 years to do it. You're a fine young man. But if God's going to do something for him, he's got to do something for you. You believe that? Amen. Now, God's going to put strength in your body today. You believe that, son? You do?
Yes.
Amen. And I'm going to pray that a strain goes out of your body. The other day you were lifting something, doing something, and you felt yourself strained under that. True?
Yes.
When you bent over, you could feel it pull a little bit in your side of your stomach. Isn't that right?
Yes.
And the Lord's going to heal you today, right in front of all the people. The sanctified, the cranktified, and the rest of the fied. Amen. All right, lift your hands to the Lord. This will keep you from hernia. Is this all right, Dad? Amen. I don't know these folks, but obviously Jesus does. You could turn this up, sound man. I'm putting it in my pocket. I promise I'll leave it there till I use it. Amen. What's your first name, sir?
Austin.
Austin. I like that. Lord, he shall not have hernia break forth at this young age. Thank you, sir. I thought someone just stole my microphone. Right in through here, isn't that right, Austin? True? I command there to be a healing in the abdominal wall. You shall not have any problems in your growing up. Jesus. Also, across one of the bridge of your feet. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
And sometimes it's painful there.
Yeah.
Pick your foot up, put it down. You'll see God has healed your bones. Do it again in Jesus' name. And yet even this morning it was aching a little bit, wasn't it?
Yeah.
True, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're not making this up. You're not a liar and I'm not a liar. But God is true.
Yeah.
You believe it's healed? Put all your weight you want. You'll see the bones have received a supernatural touch. Hallelujah. Both of you have greatness in you. The Holy Spirit led me back to talk to you. You can be anything you want. Great leaders. Run the state of Georgia. Run some people out of the state of Georgia. Whatever you feel. But you have the anointing on you. And your parents know that. But before you were born, your mother had a prayer for you to be born. You see what I mean? And you're an answer to her prayer. You're the double portion. Isn't that right, little lady? And people even prophesied to you about your family years back. Even when you didn't fully understand what they were saying. Stand, please. You shall be healed. Hallelujah. Someone say, she shall be whole. Take a step of faith. Is this all right? You don't mind? Is it all right, husband? I don't want to do anything to tick anybody off. That's what I do every night. I see some of you looking at me, but don't forget, while you're checking me out, I'm checking you out. Amen. I won't do this. Put your hand in the lower part of your stomach. A little bit of a problem here. You see what I mean? God's going to touch you. You believe that? And there's coming a healing in the name of Jesus so that your latter years will be better than your former years. Right through her body. In Christ's name. Someone say, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Wonderful. Now I'm going to pray for you. Lift your hand. Strengthen your body. Your leg will be strong. Hallelujah. Austin, and what's your name?
Anson.
Anson?
Anson.
Say it again.
Anson.
Anson. I like that. One good thing is you'll be at the top of the line because A's come before Z's. Amen. There it is. Strengthen your body. Someone say amen.
Amen.
Someone say thank you, Jesus. Can I pray for you today, ma'am? I was preaching. Now I went to Medlin. Amen. You go to this church? Is this your boyfriend? I'm glad I didn't say husband. I ain't hooking nobody up. I'm an evangelist. But he's a nice fella. You can tell that by looking at him. Hallelujah. Lift your hands to the Lord. You have a little bit of a condition in your body.
Yes.
You've been to the doctor for it.
Yes.
So far, there's been no change. In fact, in some ways, they think it's worse than the beginning.
Yes.
But they're still observing. What would you say that God will heal you right now when you go back, everything will be different? Would you receive that?
I do.
Now, you see hundreds of people here. How would I know it? God's led me right to the person. Sometimes these infirmities have like what I call a string to them. I take that string, pull it out of you. put it on the floor and not on him. Amen. Brother Patterson. Is that right? Praise God. It's on your name tag, so I thought it was a good guess. Lift your hands. Those are your antennas. The power of God's going to hit them. Praise God. You shall be healed in the name of Jesus. You need two signs in your body. One, the readings they get from your blood will now change. Isn't that right?
Yes.
And I take the string of infirmity out. I cast it out and command it to never come back on you. And then you too, similar to the lady, have a little bit of a difficulty. Isn't that right?
Yes.
And I command the fibroid tumor to go out of your body. This will help you when it's time to bear children. Whoever I'm talking to. Amen. Right through her body. I cast the spirit of infirmity out. I set her free in the name of Jesus, the head of the church. Everybody lift your hands while God's healing her. She shall be all right. She's all right, my brother. Amen. So are you. We love you. Glory to God. Someone say glory to God. Say glory to God. I command that kidney and that liver to respond to the anointing of Jesus, the head of the church. You shall be whole. Hallelujah. Good things are going to happen to you. It's getting better, better, better. Better, better, better. I'm going to pray for your hearing, though you don't have a hearing aid. One of your ears needs a touch. Isn't that right? I'm going to pray for the thing you can't see so you can believe for the two things that we know about. That's true, though, isn't it?
Yes.
Everybody lift your hands. Jesus is here. While I was exhorting you, I felt him come in the auditorium. Someone said, where's Jesus? I tell him, I brought him with me. Amen. He's in us, the hope of glory. You ready for God to touch you? Now watch this. Lord, give him new eardrums, new auditory nerves. Recreate. No more hardness of hearing. Perhaps lack of money to get hearing aids. It makes no difference. You're going to become his ears. Oh, there's the anointing. Glory to God. Hardness of hearing in the name of Jesus, the head of the church, come. Out of that ear. Out in Jesus' name. Clear.
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 What happened?
I hear.
Popped open, didn't it?
Yes, sir.
How much had you lost, do you know?
No, sir.
But it was muffled to you.
Yes, sir.
That's why when you use a phone, you use the other ear.
Yes, sir.
True?
Yes.
Because this ear wasn't working.
Right.
Watch this. Can hear a whisper, you're going to hear anything. No more hardness of hearing. Everybody lift your hands and praise God. Everybody shout, it is well. Say it again, it is well. I'm going to ask our sister, come back to the keyboard, the brother to the Korg, the guitars, the drummer. Everybody lift your hands. Stand with me while this anointing is getting stronger. I'm going to bless every one of you before I get out of here. I can only do what the Holy Spirit shows me. And I'm still seeing, but I feel like we need to praise God just a little bit. Where was that wonderful man that led the singing? There he is. Come on back and get a microphone. We trust you. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. I want you to sing a fast song. No slow songs. We'll leave that to our Baptist friends. We Holy Ghost folk. Do you remember, this is an old song. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. Well, I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. Well, I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. Well, it's the Holy Ghost and fire. The Holy Ghost and fire. Holy Ghost and fire from the Lord. the Holy Ghost and fire makes me mount up higher. Holy Ghost and fire from the Lord. Well, I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. Well, I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. Come on, praise Him on the drums a little bit. Clap your hands. Wake up. Give God praise. He's a treble hitter. Yeah. Praise Him on the bass. I got just. Yeah. From the Lord. Well, I got just what I wanted. Praise Him on the synthesizer. Hey! Yeah! That's it. Praise Him on the Baldwin with it. Well, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I lay my burden down, it's glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Oh, since I lay. Well, I feel better.
So much better since I left my burdens down. I feel better.
I feel better.
So much so better since I left my burdens down.
Well, someday I'm going home to be with Jesus.
Since I lay my burdens down,
well, I'm going home to be with Jesus.
Since I lay my burdens down.
Come on, begin to stir up the gift. Glory, glory. Well, since I lay
my burden down,
burden down, Lord, burden down, Lord. Since I lay
my burden down.
All the ladies, come on, girls, glory, glory. It's our turn. Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
All the men.
Since I lay my burdens down. Glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Since I lay my burdens
down. Now everybody, like a choir. Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Come on, give Jesus all the praise. Yeah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I lay my burden down. Well, you know the devil. He doesn't like it. Since I lay
burdens down.
Sing this. Well, glory, 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 hallelujah. Glory,
glory.
Well, glory,
hallelujah.
Oh, glory, glory.
Glory, hallelujah.
Well, since I laid my burden down. Come on, clap your hands and rejoice. Come on, shout hallelujah. One more thing. Bishop Walker said, impartation, Brother Shuttlesworth, residual. I want every one of you that will and can move out of where you're sitting. Come and stand as close to God's altar as you can as they're still playing a glory, glory. Hallelujah. Come on, move in close. Bishop Walker's going to join me. Clap your hands as you come. Move in close so everybody can get down here. There's a good crowd here this morning. Well, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My burden's down.
Whoa, I feel better. So much better. Dear Lord. It is well. It is well. It is well. Well, I feel better, better, better.
So much better.
Oh, yeah.
Since I laid my burdens down.
This lady with the oxygen, come here, please, little girl. Yeah.
Come on now.
Well, since I laid since I lay
my burdens down.
How many know this lady? How many see she's sweet? Good spirit. Turn me back up again. This is what they call the key mic. Everybody else is not. Because I want people to hear the instruction. Can I tell you a story? It'll only take a couple hours. Christmas. My wife and I are getting ready for the holidays. I'm walking through the house singing in the spirit. Because I like to do that. My wife said, "You're sure enough ornery." I said, "I was born that way." Because when I'm in the house, I dance crazy dances. Not as good as your worship team. If I spun like that, I'd screw myself in the ground. And I hear the Lord say, Bishop Walker, this is part of the residual, the impartation. I hear the Lord say, I'm taking the music back in the church to the way it was when you were a boy. I told my wife, she said, well, we like the contemporary music. And it's true, she does. We like to mix the new with the old. But I heard the Lord say, I've been preaching 47 years, 41 full time. We've been married going on 40. I didn't start last night. or the night before. I hear it. You know what God's doing? He's touching your heart and lungs. You believe that? You have one lung smaller than the other. Isn't that right? Hang on, it's coming. New lungs from heaven. Whoa. I'm just pretending I'm home. Hey! Someone say, glory, glory.
Glory, glory.
You like this, I can tell. If you smile any bigger, we'll think you're the moon. The Lord said to me, Bishop, I'm taking the music back to the deliverance music of the 60s and the 70s. He must be getting ready to deliver something. So I said out loud, Brother Johnson, you're a Johnson too. I said out loud to the Lord, you mean like A. Allen, that old style like I grew up on? And the Lord said, yes. Everybody take four fingers, say 4 days later, UPS shows up at my house. True story. I said, what's this? Well, he said, since it's coming on Christmas, I'm going to guess it's a gift. He had a gift himself. He knew that. I put it on the dining room table, opened it up. You know what was in it? A record player. A brand new one. I shook the box. You know what fell out? 5 A.A. Allen records. The Lord said to me, is that plain enough? My wife can tell you I plugged it in. I haven't run a record player since Sooner was a pup. And that music began to flow. First song, glory, glory. Hallelujah. And here's what the Lord said while it was playing. He said, some music does not contain miracles in them. But my church needs a miracle in this season. And I told my wife, I said, you watch. New doors are going to open. We're going to spearhead another move of God across this nation, around the world. We're not coming singing sad songs. We're going to sing songs that have miracles in them. Do they have some kind of device they test you that you blow in or something like that? Huh? I'm not a doctor, so I have to ask these questions. When you blow on one, you don't get hardly anything out of it. Your lung is getting smaller. Did they tell you that, hon?
My numbers are down.
Your what?
My numbers were.
Numbers. Numbers are down. I knew that in my spirit. What would you say if in 60 seconds, Jesus gives you two brand new lungs? Would you take them?
Take them.
This part of your heart has been affected, right? One side of your heart is what we would call atrophied, or it's not working right. You have an irregular beat. Isn't that right?
That's right.
How many else you could tell that by looking at her? See, it has to be a gift of the Holy Spirit. Isn't that right? Love you. What's your name? Surely, surely, you shall have, surely, a miracle. Lift your hands. Now see, I got that by revelation. How many believe if God knows the need of one, he knows the need of everyone? Now you can see the oxygen tank, that don't take a revelation. But to know what part of the heart's not working and that one lung is smaller than the other, that has to be the Holy Spirit. If you believe the Holy Spirit's on her, lift your hands and agree with her. Well, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I lay
my burdens down.
I also feel the Lord tells me as this has gotten worse, you need this all the time now to keep you moving. Is that right?
I do.
But you were in the choir?
No, not here.
Mm-hmm. California. Ready? I'm not going to ask God to heal this one. I'm going to ask you to give him two brand new lungs and a new heart. My wife and I were in Boston, and a woman took a heart attack in the service. Her husband began to try to put these pills, what are they called? Which you probably carry. Who knows? I don't know. But that when they have heart trouble, they give them. And I didn't know what it was. And I'm watching. I said, what's going on? She's having a heart attack. I turned to the pastor like I would Bishop Walker, waiting for him to go pray. You know what that preacher told me? He said, it's your service, Brother Ted. You go pray. And I heard this. What are you going to do if you pray and nothing happens? I thought, yeah. I was younger then, easily intimidated by the enemy. Then I heard a second voice. This seemed audible. This voice said, tell the devil what's he going to do when you pray and I heal her. I was 22 then. I'm still going. Laid hands on her. They took her to the hospital. Brother Frenny, that was the pastor, said, can you come back next Sunday? I said, I'd be glad to. I get back and this Italian brother comes up, starts trying to kiss me on my cheek. I said, let me go. I don't kiss men. He's going, fratelli, fratelli. Wah, wah. I was getting ready to hit him. He said, do you know who I am? No, just quit kissing me. My wife was having a massive heart attack last week. Oh, I said, I remember you. You're the pill doctor. Got to the hospital that afternoon. They kept her through Sunday and Monday. X-rayed her. She'd had many heart attacks, multiple. But when they X-rayed her, it was a different heart. It didn't match the heart on the X-rays. And her lungs were new lungs. And you say amen. If God did it for that little Italian woman, won't God heal her? How many believe he will? Somebody shout, yes, Lord. Stretch your hand towards her. Surely, I'm not asking him to heal the lung. I'm asking for two brand new ones and a new heart. You got faith for that? I feel it. You do. When I was a boy, Jesus came to me in a field. He said, when you're older, I'm going to use you. I'll show you what's wrong with the people. Then he, that is Jesus, he said he'd give them miracles and healing. Now it's his turn. Lord, I did everything you showed me. Now it's her turn to receive. Lift your hand. I feel it going into her. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I laid. Oh, God. Give her two brand new lungs. From heaven. Hallelujah. I know you hear me, Father. I pray this in Jesus' name. Give her a new heart. Brand new. She's taking the oxygen off. Now before, if you took a deep breath, was it painful? No pain. How would you know? Yeah. Take a deep breath. Hold it. Let it go. Take another deep breath. Hold it. Let it out. God's giving her new lungs. How many believe it? New heart. Everybody sing with Shirley. Glory, glory. Sing it, Shirley.
Hallelujah. Since I lay my burdens down,
Take another deep breath, Shirley. In the name of Jesus. Let it out. Take another deep breath in His name that's power. Let it out. Better, Lord, so much better. Yes, Jesus.
Since I lay my burden down.
What a nice spirit you have. She said, Brother Shuttlesworth, I know a way to test. I said, what is it? She said, the stairs. Move back just a little bit. Shirley, hold this for her. They'll give it back. Then you can get your money back. You ready to take a step and have no stress on your heart or lungs? In Jesus' name? Sure. Here she goes. Now turn around and come back up. She'll tell you this. When you're not breathing right, the circulation in your blood's not right. Affects the heart. Her legs are getting a little stiff from this mess. But you're going to get your high heels back on and your dance on. Take a little walk. Well, glory, glory. Five minutes has gone by. You okay? Now, the devil can't say you're on oxygen 24/7. You've just spent 5 minutes off of it. She's smiling, clapping her hands, giving Jesus the glory. Take another deep breath. Let it out. One more time. Now, you'll never have surgery on your body or a cutting again. Right back here in your neck, where Arthur and his buddy is trying to live, God's going to heal your neck and shoulder. Pretty good? The gifts of the Spirit are like headlights on a car. The further you go, the more you see. Watch this. Is that stiffness going out? Test yourself. Go ahead. It's all right. We believe you. You're a godly woman. Not as bad as it was. You didn't tell me that either, did you? That's a sign to you the other thing just took place. New lungs, new heart, new life. Surely it's going to be all right. 7 minutes. The devil is a liar. El Diablo es el mentiroso. Sing it again. Glory, glory. Come on, sing, church.
Glory, glory.
It is well.
Since I lay my burdens down. Glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Since I lay my burdens down.
Lift your right hand to heaven. The Bible says when the glory of God came in the tabernacle, the priest could not stand to minister. This anointing is getting on me so strong I can barely stand. I believe it's Jesus. I believe it's the glory of our Father. Why don't you lift your hand right now and tell God what you have need of? Will He pass you by? No. Lift your hand, begin to call on God. Come on, lift your voice. Lift your voice. Jesus, I need healing this way. I need deliverance from my children. I need help. Lift your hands and ask God to do it. Ask God to do it. Yes. Ooh. Come on, lift your voice. Lift it, lift it, lift it. Don't let anybody else out shout you or out pray you. Call on the Lord. It is well. It is well. It is well. Gentle Savior, won't you hear my humble cry? Well, why on others thou art calling? Oh, do not pass me. Come on, CCC, come on. Sing, sing. We're singing, Savior. That's it.
Hear my humble cry.
Oh,
why on others thou art calling? Do not pass me by.
We're singing, Savior. Oh, precious Savior, won't you hear
my humble cry?
Well,
why don't others thou calling?
Oh, do
not pass me by.
One more time, we're singing, Savior. Oh, precious Savior, Aranda Kalamando Rabanda Rabakia.
Oh, why on others thou art calling?
Do
not pass me.
Come on, that sounds beautiful. Sing it again. Say.
Oh, Savior, hear my humble cry. Wilds go on thou art calling.
Oh, do
not pass me by.
Pass me not, oh, gentle Savior, won't you hear
my humble cry?
Well,
why on others
holy do not pass me by. Come on, sing, sing. We're singing,
Savior,
won't you hear
my humble cry? Oh, now, while on others thou art calling, do not pass me by.
Do we know someone named Williams? Williams. Who's that? That's you. I was sitting here and I heard Jesus say, I'm going to touch Williams. He didn't say sister or brother. He said Williams. Can you help me up, son? Won't strain your back. Thank God I'm still not 356. That's your name? Yonette Williams. You ready for Jesus to touch you? He's going to affect a healing in your body. I tell people, I don't know if they believe me or not, but when I was a boy, Jesus did come to me. And he said, I'm going to give you a gift. You'll know what the people have need of. Then that is he, Jesus, by the working of miracles or gifts of healing, he makes them whole. Today is your day for full deliverance. You believe that? You have a condition in your body and it's coming out. You believe it? And today's the last day you carry it in your body. The Bible says, know ye not. Everybody say, know ye not. Your bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit. You foul spirit of infirmity, Jesus has revealed you. You must go out of Sister Williams. Come out in Jesus' name. There it goes. Everybody lift your hands. It's gone. She shall recover from this day forward. Sing it. Go ahead. Beautiful. Everybody lift your hands, sing it with them. We're singing, say, oh precious. Hold my hand, Lord. Hold my hand. Well, hold my hand, Lord. Hold my hand. As I walk this pilgrim journey, well, I need Jesus to hold my hand. Everybody sing. Hold my hand, Lord. Hold my hand. Hold my hand, Lord. Won't you hold my hand? Well, all along life's pilgrim journey. Well, I need you, Lord.
Hold my hand.
By my side. Well, by my side, Lord, walk by my side. By my side, Lord, won't you walk by my side? Well, all along, pilgrim journey, I want Jesus by my side. All the way, Lord, all the way. Lift your hand if you want an impartation. Here it comes from heaven. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the power of God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, all the way. Surely, surely the Lord has visited you. And you shall get better from this day forward. You glad you came? How many believe it would have to be God to touch every one of us?
Yes.
You believe that?
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
How many believe if God knows the need of one, he knows the need of all? He's on the main floor now, the young man. God's helping with his money. How many believe God is going to help him with his money? How many believe these two young men, God touched them today? Anton and Austin, Texas. How could I forget it? You young men believe that? How many believe God knew Sister Williams by name? See what I mean? He's ever present if we just take time to let him touch us. How many believe God's going to send Bishop Walker and his wife on a cruise? And I'll be checking up on that. He didn't know I was going to do that. But I heard the Lord say, he's worthy as a leader to be blessed. Someone said, what happens if I do that? Then you get a cruise. Whatever you sow, that's what you reap. Can you say amen? How many lift a hand and shout, it is well? You'd shout it right now. It is well with my soul. Shout it again. It is well with my soul. Everything's going to be all right. Say, it is well with me. It is well with my spouse. It is well with my children. It is well. You believe it? The Bible says God wrote it in a book. You can know that your sins are forgiven. You can know it. Sometimes when I begin to operate, God shows me the names of people and their needs. Some people get afraid. You know why? They're covering up sin. Not one. We call this the altar. I place my foot on it to remind us everything that is against us is under Jesus' feet. When you come to an altar, you hook up with Jesus. Christ is in you, the hope of glory. Whatever's troubling you has to go. You believe it? The Bible says if we confess our sins, everybody say confess. He, Jesus, is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. Do you believe that? How many of you would lift a hand and say, God, there's not one sin between me and God. I know I'm living right. Lift it and hold it high. Say, God, here's my signal. Not one sin between me and him. Bible says you can know it. These things are written that you might know that your sins are forgiven. Now, I saw a lot of honest folks too that didn't raise their hand. How many of you couldn't raise your hand? You say, before I go through those double doors, I want to make sure my soul is right with Christ. Lift your hand right now. Say, God, here's my signal. Lift it and hold it high. Say, I'm getting free from sin and everything that binds my life. Now everybody lift both your hands and let's praise God with them. They shall be free. Come on, praise God for freedom. Now everybody pray this prayer. Dear Jesus, today is my day to be set free. No longer will sin have power over me. You that raised your hand, even if it's one thing, get rid of it, get rid of it. Say, Jesus, come in my heart. Take this sin out. Now I turn to Christ. Say it out loud, everyone. I turn to Christ. And I turn from sin. Today is my coming out day. Free. I'm free at last. God has made me free. I'll never be bound again. In Jesus' name. Now lift both your hands and thank God for freedom through the blood that was shed on the cross. the power of Jesus that's in this auditorium right now. Free. For the next 60 seconds, I want you to lift your voice and shout as loud as you can shout unto God. Do it right now. Come on, shout. Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Worship the Lord. Manda kala bando raba salabaha. Yes, Lord. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I lay, sing like a choir. Well, glory. How many have laid every burden down and you know you have? Then when you leave today, you should be the happiest people. Is it Lithonia? Is that how you say it? In Lithonia or anywhere else you're going? DeKalb County, Fulton County, County County, wherever you go. Happy in the Lord. Yes. Join hands. We're going to pray one more prayer before Bishop Walker comes. I didn't ask him how long to go, and he said, just take your time.